Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on a special broadcast of Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to see this as well as previous radio shows that we're going to be doing and future radio shows we're going to be doing. But every once in a while, I want to do a special radio show when I meet a great couple who are excellent leaders in the industry. So I've taught for a long time. For those people who aren't familiar with my background, I was in direct sales and direct sales management, been associated with network marketing in almost every capacity can possibly be. And I know that having strong leadership is probably one of the most important things if you're interested in a long-term kind of a thing. If you're just interested in buying products, you could probably buy them from anywhere, just like anything else. But if you're looking to build a career or have a serious part-time or full-time residual income coming in, who you work with is going to be crucially important. And you'll know that if you've been associated with this industry for a really long time. Well, I was first contacted by Liz Jackson, as a result of her doing a little bit of investigating on some of the stuff that we do on our lead generation. And then eventually we started having conversations with her husband, Frank Jackson. And as a result of that, we've formed a great relationship. And I really want them to have their own radio show on Building Fortunes Radio, because I know, number one, the type of people they are and who they can attract. Number two, all the other things they do are consistent with who they are. So whatever they're working on, it's going to be good. It's going to be, you know, hardworking. It's going to have integrity. It's going to have all the things that you're really looking for. And they're going to, I'm going to use a slang expression, they're going to watch your back. They're going to make sure that you're taken care of, whether you realize it or not. So I wanted to give them a first radio show where we're kind of learning a little bit more about their backgrounds, who they are. You can hear their voices, them sling some sentences together. But you'll really want to learn more about this wonderful couple as they are building home-based businesses for all the right reasons in the MLM and affiliate marketing business world. And we're going to showcase them, I guess, like I mentioned, on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll have a channel for them specifically called Extreme Wealth Makers, and that'll be for like the group. And then because they're so diverse in their backgrounds, they'll have their own guest pages as well. So you'll have one for Liz Jackson, and then you'll have another one for Frank Jackson. And this way you'll be able to kind of see all the different things that they do individually as well. But having said that, I'm a ladies first kind of guy, Frank. So we're going to let Liz talk first. So Liz, and I think you're kind of like the same way too. So Liz, tell us a little bit about Liz Jackson.
Sure thing. Thank you so much for having us on, Peter. Really appreciate it. You know, for me, I have been in network marketing and multi-level marketing for over 30 years. I find that this particular industry is the absolute best industry if you're serious about creating wealth. If you're willing to put in the time and the effort, then you can succeed. It doesn't matter what product you're selling, what company you're representing. If you're willing to put forth effort, it's almost impossible to lose. And over the last 30 years, we have specifically tried to be that main support to help others create wealth and to help others to succeed regardless of what industry it is. We believe in training a lot, and so making sure that people are equipped for success is very important. And so that encompasses a lot about who I am as an individual, really wanting to see other people succeed. I kind of feel like if I can help you succeed, if I can help you reach your potential, then I succeed too. It feels good to help. It's a blessing to be a blessing. It's something that we say all the time around here. And it's not always about what's in it for me, because what's in it for me is the satisfaction of knowing that I've helped another person create wealth for themselves, that I've helped another person to achieve success in whatever industry it is that they are in. So that's just a little bit about me.
Excellent. Okay, good. And then, Frank, your turn.
Peter, again, thank you so much for having us on. It's a pleasure to speak with you always, and certainly it's a pleasure to meet you here on the air. You know, there are a few things that I have done throughout my lifetime, but network marketing, multi-level marketing, has kind of been in the background most of the time. You know, I've always done things to generate a lot of income, but like I said, that's always with network marketing as a backdrop. I've sold water filters, as a lot of people have. I've sold insurance policies. I've sold gold coins. But back in the, I guess, leading up to pre-2001, Liz and I put together an incredible cruising opportunity network marketing company, cruising travel, rather, network marketing company. We were having great success. We thought that this was just, you know, the end-all, be-all. And we thought that this was going to be with us for the rest of our lives. People were traveling. People love cruises. So why not, you know, believe that this is going to be it forever? But then 9/11 hit. When 9/11 hit, people were afraid to travel. People were afraid to get on planes, on boats. They were afraid to be in groups. And so many businesses went under. But in particular, one of the industries that went under in at high numbers was the travel industry, not just cruising travel, but bus travel, plane travel. Any kind of travel went under because people no longer wanted to be together in groups. We were one of those companies that went under. And along the way, we've had to restructure. And but, you know, when we think about it, that 9/11 was very devastating for the U.S. But we've gone through something right now, or we're going through something, Peter, a pandemic, a global pandemic. And so 2020 has been a brutal year for most people in the U.S. and around the world. Most of us have lost loved ones. We've also lost a lot of money. Now, we can't do anything about having lost loved ones, but we've come together. Liz and I have put our heads together, and we've teamed up with some other serious business builders, and we put together a program. We're working now to help people recover some of the money that they've lost, and I guess we can talk about that later. But that gives you a little bit of an idea of who we are.
Perfect. Okay, good. So it's great that you guys work as a couple, and the one thing that I want to really highlight, or many of the things that I really want to highlight, is the depth of knowledge that you have, the idea that training is super-duper important, and there's a lot of support when people work with you. So I know Liz is really good at, as far as organization. She's really good as far as helping team members. I mean, she's really, I mean, if she was a sheep herding dog, I mean, man, those sheep would be as tight in that little corral as you can possibly get, if they want to be. So she's really, really good at showing people how to become, you know, that disciplined person, so she can show them how to be successful. So that's really neat. So when you're, especially when you're brand new, and you're probably going to make a lot of mistakes on your own that are very costly in anything, she's putting together the systems where if you really do just follow the systems and do the things that she's saying, that's important, but probably even more unique. As lots of people can tell you what to do, she's a worker. I mean, this gal's a worker, and so are you. I mean, you guys get in there, you'll do three-way calls, you do conference calls, you do the Zoom meetings, you'll do everything. So you roll up your sleeves, and you go to work in the factory, if you will, of their success just the same. So I'd like to touch on that a little bit. Instead of me telling people, I'll let you guys, and you can pick whoever wants to say that next, but talk to people about how you support them relative to, you know, when they first get started in your business.
Okay. Well, Peter, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that. One of the things I should say, and I didn't talk about, was I also have a background in radio and TV broadcasting, broadcast management. Liz has a background in some of everything. She is, I mean, you think she's a worker bee. You should see her. You should actually physically see her. When she goes in, she barely comes up for air. She barely comes up for lunch or for dinner. When she starts her day early in the morning, it goes until late at night. But I think one of the biggest things that we're concerned about is making sure people succeed. It's very important to us once we affix our name to anything. We don't care if it's network marketing, if it's a newsletter. Once our name goes on it, once our brand goes on it, it's very important to us that it, first of all, be the highest quality possible, and second of all, that people really benefit from it. We don't believe in win situations where we win at the risk or at the cost of the loss to someone else. We believe that if there's going to be any winning involved, it should be a win-win. And we're even, in some situations, we've actually given up our win just to make sure someone else succeeds. Lee, if you want to just kind of talk about, and Peter, is it okay we talk about what we're doing now and how we're...
We can talk, just for people listening in, we're going to have Liz and Frank have their own radio show, so they're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So we don't try to cram everything into 30 minutes, but we can talk about whatever you want, whenever you want, because we're going to be able to do this again. It's going to be up on buildingfortunesradio.com as well. So you're going to see it on buildingfortunesradio.com/, we'll put it both ways, Extreme Wealth Makers, and we know some people probably don't want to spell too much, so we'll also make it Wealth Makers as well. So it'll be buildingfortunesradio.com/Extreme Wealth Makers and then Wealth Makers, just because we could put both domains up there. So go ahead, sure, talk about whatever you want to talk about next.
I guess one of the things we should talk about before Liz comes on is, very importantly, we're also family people. We've been husband and wife for way over two decades. You heard us talk about 2001, so, you know, chill so far we. But also, I think the thing is, we've raised children, we've raised our family to be successful contributors to society. We've got a daughter who is now in med school. She's studying to be an anesthesiologist. We have a son who's a pilot. And so it isn't just about generating income. It isn't just about dollars and cents, but we also believe in really taking people, our children, other people's children, and turning them into major contributors to society. Liz has an intense background in scholarships. You know, we were fortunate to be able to get our daughter through pre-med, not just without having to pay money for it, but we actually, or she actually, generated, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars, $12,000 a year, as just extra money on top of the tuition being fully paid and everything being fully paid. Was you trying to say something? No, okay. And, you know, so, you know, what we actually, I hear Liz all the time talking to people, which has absolutely nothing to do with making money for us, but I hear her all the time talking to people about how to get their children, their teenagers, their student through college without costing the family any money. I guess we've decided that we figured out that a lot of people would have college educations if they could afford to do it.
And for us, you know, it is important that we teach people how to generate and also to create wealth, not just for themselves, but generationally. And sometimes wealth isn't just about dollars. It's not just about having, you know, six, seven, eight figures in a bank account. It's also about having a wealth maker mindset. The worst thing in the world for anybody, in my opinion, is to not have their mind right. You can be the wealthiest person, but if you don't have a mindset for wealth, if you don't have a knowledge base for maintaining and growing your wealth, you will find yourself living paycheck to paycheck. You will find yourself in a line trying to get help. And so yes, we do want people to learn how to create wealth, but it's not just about creating wealth for today. It's creating wealth for a lifetime, creating wealth generationally. So we set up systems, and we set up those systems so that it can be turnkey, so that you can be homeless and come into one of our programs and take yourself out of homelessness. You can be somebody that is in corporate America making a six-figure income already and plug into our systems, and you'll retire yourself from your six-figure income job and create that for yourself and then some. The whole goal, the whole purpose is to shift your perspective so that you're not just thinking about today. You're not thinking about the now, but you're thinking futuristically. So, you know, what we do, there's a certain foundation that I tell people right off the bat. Number one, I believe in transparency. I would rather tell you that it's raining outside than to have you go outside and get drenched. Integrity is very important. You have to be honorable with your word. And so I not only want people to understand that anything that I say I'm going to stand behind, anything that I share with them that I do, that it's going to be filled with integrity. That's very important to me. And I expect that in return. You know, we're in the business of helping people to create wealth. And you can't do that if trust is not a part of the foundation. So for us, we will take you and we'll walk alongside you. We will not hold your hand and do it for you, because I don't believe in giving handouts to people that are trying to create wealth. We do handouts all the time. We have several nonprofits, and we specialize in helping the homeless and disenfranchised people all around the country to get out of their homeless and disenfranchisement situation. However, walking alongside you enables you, in that idea of teach a man to fish, it enables you to learn how to fish for your future. When we hold your hand and do everything for you, then you're handicapped because you need somebody to create that wealth for you. We're not in the business of doing that. We're in the business of trying to help others create the wealth for themselves and their families generationally.
Yeah, in a sense, we are holding your hand. It's just that we're not giving you the handout. So if you can envision yourself earning $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, or even $20,000 per month, extra money, we can help you get there. And of course, you can do it without ever having to sell anything or recruit a whole bunch of people into a program. And no, you don't have to be a college graduate to earn a six-figure income or higher. Yeah, we talked about our kids being in college. But honestly, you don't have to be a college graduate to earn a six-figure income or higher. Bill Gates is a testimonial to that. In fact, the average income for college graduates is only $56,000 a year. But this incredible system that we have put together, and when we talk about system, we're talking about all of the things that we're involved in. We have a system of generating income, generating money. Now, our system was created to help ordinary people, not celebrities, not people with PhDs, but just plain ordinary people, bounce back from the financial devastation suffered in 2020. But more importantly, we help people understand financial literacy and generational wealth, so you won't have to go through the hardship or the financial disaster of 2020 ever again. So when we talk about generational wealth, of course, we're simply talking about generating financial freedom, financial independency for you, for your family, for your children, and for your children's children.
Exactly. That's very important that people are able to get out of that mindset of, let me just take care of the right now, because there's always going to be a right now. But if you think about your situation futuristically, if you can shift your mind. I said to somebody the other day, I said, you know what, I really want to help you. But right now, your mind is set in a disenfranchised state. You are so stuck on your right now situation that you can't see your potential. So what we need to do is shift your mindset. We need you to change your mind about where you are and what you're going to do so that you can actually do it. And so that is what we do. We help people to see their potential and then start working towards achieving the goal of reaching not just their potential, but beyond their potential.
Now, but there's a catch. A person has to be unafraid to discuss, they have to be unafraid to discuss making money and a lot of it. Good.
Perfect. Okay, good. Well, let's do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Frank and Liz Jackson, and here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Liz and Frank Jackson. We're talking about leadership stuff and all those other things related to building home-based businesses. And we're going to get into specifically which kinds of businesses they're working with and what kind of things they're working with. So you, if you're interested, you could be able to work with them. But we're going to save that for another show. On this one specifically, I just want you guys in the remaining minutes, talk a little bit about what's going on in 2021 relative to the coronavirus that you guys are really taking seriously, because you guys are really seriously running a home-based business, and you're planning on staying running a home-based business. I remember when I was in network marketing early on, like when we were talking about that 2001 era, a home-based business really meant you were working out of somebody else's home. Now, because you were doing meetings in other people's homes and flying all over the place and going to hotels and all those other types of things. But now we're doing home-based businesses. So talk to us a little bit about your commitment and your decision to truly make and build a home-based business.
Yeah, Peter, the first thing I want to talk about is, yeah, we do take the pandemic very seriously. Liz and I are both still recovering from having suffered coronavirus ourselves. Now, Liv got it first. We didn't know she had it. We were still in the same bedroom, same bed. And all of a sudden, we realized that something wasn't right with her. The moment we realized that, she quarantined into a different room. Fortunately, all of our bedrooms have bathrooms, so it made it pretty easy for her to separately quarantine away from the rest of the family. But the problem is we had to figure out if everybody else was safe. I'll try to be quick with this. I've come to find out that the rest of the household did not have coronavirus. When I got tested, I had it. And it got so bad for me until I had to be hospitalized. In fact, the real problem was that our doctors got together and decided that both of us needed to be hospitalized. Now, Liz was thinking that, you know, we can't both be in the hospital at the same time. That's what the doctor says. You know, either prepare for both of you to be in the hospital at the same time or two funerals at the same time. So this is very serious to us. Of course, I was the one that ended up in the hospital. Liz did not. We kept me in touch with my entire family 24 hours a day through Zoom. Thank God for Zoom. You know, because I was laying there listening to these rooms, these coded rooms, code blue all day long. Same floor, same condition that I had. That's a horrible thing to hear. And throughout the night, I'd hear them call up those code blues. So, you know, we very definitely take this seriously. Fortunately, I was able to thank God for this. You know, through the grace of God, I was able to be released from the hospital to continue recovering at home. So even as we speak now, we're still in recovery from coronavirus. We take it very seriously. And so we know that there's so many people who have been hurt by it. And, yes, we are endeavoring to do all that we can.
You know, the pandemic is a very scary thing for many people. A lot of people have lost their jobs, have lost their income, and they have...
We both lost several family members to the virus.
We have. People are losing their loved ones. And with the pandemic, a lot of people don't know exactly what to do and how to even recover, especially when, I mean, think about it. On today, our president is going to have a special broadcast where he acknowledges that for the United States, we are hitting the one-year anniversary from when this was announced, that it was a global pandemic. And so it's been a year that people have been separated from their loved ones, separated from socializing. And most important, well, it's not most importantly, but important enough that they have suffered a financial loss. And so there's always a silver lining. You can always see a blessing in every situation. And the blessing here is that people have been forced to either work remotely, learn remotely, or create a new stream of income because maybe they weren't an essential worker. Maybe the company that they worked for could not continue doing business, and now they have lost their income. They may have not qualified for unemployment, or their unemployment was not enough to take care of their financial needs. So the silver lining here is that because of this pandemic, there is such an openness to being creative about making money. And here we are in a situation that we can help so many people, not just because of the pandemic, but in spite of the pandemic, to continue to make money with what we do. Being able to teach people that, yes, you can work from home. No, you don't have to be dependent on a 9-to-5 W-2 employment to be able to take care of your bills, to be able to save money. I mean, one of the things that I tell all of our team members when they come in is the first thing that I need you to do is make an agreement with yourself to save a minimum of 2 to 5 years' worth of living expenses. I know you want to go on the vacation and you want to buy the fancy car and upgrade your home and all those other dream things, but in order to make sure that you can survive another catastrophe, you must understand that you have to create a savings for yourself also so that you can withstand anything that life throws at you financially. And so this pandemic has forced people to have to work from home, forced people to have to be open-minded to something creative. And so what we offer them is an opportunity to learn how to work from home, to learn how to become salespeople, and salespeople of whatever product, and salespeople for themselves, by themselves, not dependent on a boss, but becoming their boss, becoming an entrepreneur, becoming the person that's behind the wheel, taking full control over their financial future. So in essence, what has your question about what has this pandemic done? This pandemic has opened doors for the average person to be able to create an income for themselves. And if that doesn't mean that they have to quit their current job if they do have a job. But it also doesn't mean that if they've lost their source of income that they're dependent on the state, that they are dependent on having to punch somebody else's time clock.
You know, the other thing, Peter, a lot of people are writing books during the pandemic. I guess they've got the time at home to do this. I was a best-selling author long before the pandemic was ever invented, before anybody ever heard of the pandemic. But Liz and I are both authors, and we wrote a book that was released back in July about the global pandemic. And I'll tell you, if we knew then what we know now, we never anticipated some of what we've seen, some of what we've gone through. But I think the thing that we did anticipate was that there was an end in sight. We anticipated that there was daylight at the end of the tunnel. We anticipated that there was a silver lining at the end of the rainbow. And so thank God now that we've got at least three vaccines or vaccinations that we have been approved here in the U.S. that I know about anyway. And we're going to be able to save lives. So I think that once we put this pandemic behind us, once we put the loss of life behind us, like I said a moment ago, we've lost several people on both sides, and Liz's family, my family, we've lost several people to the virus. And a lot of these people had to die alone because you couldn't be in there with them. But with this being put behind us, I think that there's a bright future ahead. I think that a lot of the people who are listening to this program right now have no clue as to the promising future that lies ahead for them. And if people could just get a handle on that, could get a fix on that, could shut their eyes and get a crosshair on that, I think that their lives would be better, would be greater, and will be very different for the rest of their lives.
What I'm really excited about is that we have a genuine opportunity to help anyone who is ready to start a business for themselves, to not just start that business, but succeed in that business as well. And that makes me very excited because we're here to help everybody create wealth for themselves.
Excellent information. Thanks for being here. You just heard from Liz Jackson and Frank Jackson. They're going to have their guest spots up on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you can be able to click on the guests, and then you can look for Liz Jackson and Frank Jackson. They both have this is obviously the same mission, but they have different backgrounds and different focuses in certain areas, so you'll be able to see some of the different things that they're working on inside and outside of the business. And then we'll also have one for Extreme Wealth Makers, which is for their group. So you'll be able to see specifically how they're applying these principles towards a specific business as well. And I just really want to say thanks for the opportunity to be guest hosts on Building Fortunes Radio, because I believe in you, and I know you're doing the work, and I know anybody here who's listening into Building Fortunes Radio who wants to work with you is going to be under good guidance. Now, you're not going to do the work for them, but if they follow the direction and they're willing to do the work and you're going to do some work with them as well, they have the greatest possibility of building the future that they're really looking for, and not just a future financially, but also their future lifestyle. And I think that's so important. So the lessons you could teach them are wonderful. So having said that, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for being here, everybody, on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.